Our study is about the influence of climate on development of soil structure. I guess I'm supposed to use this. The influence of climate on development of soil structure. This is the title of our study. Soil structure is arrangement and organization of soil particle, which describe it by type, grade, and size. By type, we mean the shape of the bed. The question for our study is how does climate affect structure type, size, and grade? So we wanted to understand how climate influence like each of these, like climate we took it, how influence and relationship with type, size, and grade. We directly found relationship, we studied relation between mean annual precipitation, mean annual temperature. In addition, we also studied EMT, which is a pathogenic energy combined between mean annual precipitation and mean annual temperature. In addition, also, we studied the relationship between Köppen-Geiger classification with each of these type, size, and grade. The data we used for this study, we took it from NCSS Pedon and lab data. This data is cleaned and flattened and took us around 9 months to clean and prepare this data set, basically. And we merged it with ecoregion classes. Also, we merged it with PRISM climatological data and Köppen-Geiger classes. We wanted to make sure we have all the climate information with the data. Also, in addition, we transferred the categorical data like type, size, and class. We converted to quantitative data, which we published this paper, how we transfer from qualitative to quantitative last year. Then the result and output for cleaning, merging, and flattening this data, we call it KU Research Database Soil, CURTS. CURTS is two-dimensional metrics. It's very easy and accessible to use. It's like can be saved as an Excel and CSV file. And include 1,000 variables, over 1,000 variables to 94,000 horizon samples. In overall, we end up after cleaning to 20,000 PEDON in overall United States. We filter this data. The course data we filter, we subset it by parent material, taxonomy, and depth. We only choose alluvium, loess, residuum, and till because those was the most dominant pattern material in our subset, in our data set. We use those type pattern material. Also, we wanted to know the influence of pattern material for our analysis. Then also we subset by depth. For the surface, we divided by surface and subsurface. For surface, we only took a horizon, which midpoint depth is smaller or equals than 25 centimeters. For B horizon, deep point was greater than 25 centimeters. For A horizon, we took out all AP. We want to make sure we get out the influence of AP horizon, no plowing. It's all natural A horizon. For soil taxonomy, we only took alfisol, aridisol, molosol, and altisol. In overall, after cleaning and subsetting, we end up with 4,000 and a half sample or observations. We quite have a good number to do our analysis. This table showed overall, like a summary, what include in CURTS database. There's a lot of information here. So basically include taxonomy, morphological, physical, chemical, mineralogy, all geographical information, geomorphological, climatology, and in addition, PRISM and ecoregion. This map showed the distribution for CURTS database in the United States. On the right, it shows all 94,000 samples that distributed on United States overlay on temperature gradient and precipitation gradient. On the left is show only subset data that we subsetted by taxonomy and pattern material. Each color of the point is show different pattern material. Overlay on Köppen classifications as a polygon show different type of Köppen class, and this polygon shows a different type of ecoregion. Okay, for data analysis, we analyze categorical data using multinomial logistic regression. We wanted to know the probability for getting structure type, size, and class. For this analysis, we use a lot of variables like chemical, physical variables. For example, we use sand, clay, cation exchange capacity, and dispersion, aggregation. A lot of variables included in the multinomial logistic regression we use in this study, but I'm here only focus on EMT, which is the topic of our talk today. I don't want to talk about all this information going on in the plot. On the y-axis, it shows the probability for getting structure type, and on the x-axis, it shows the pathogenic energy. The green line is granular, the probability of getting granular. The blue line is probability of getting platy structure. As we see, we go into the with increasing pathogenic energy, we increase probability of getting granular structure. So that means more precipitation, which is a term for the pathogenic energy, we get more granular. And the dry, when you have less precipitation, we have a more probability of platy structure at the surface. That's only at the surface. When you go to the subsurface with increasing pathogenic energy, we get a higher probability, we promote formation of subangular blocky. The purple color is subangular blocky. Also in here, it's very surprising, with more pathogenic energy, the brown color in here is prism. Getting prism of probability going down in subsurface, which is kind of real surprising. We're supposed to use a lot of prism in the subsurface. But based on this finding, we saw the subangular blocky going up and prism going down. Again, the same analysis we done with size class, the same variable included, but here I'm only focused on EMT. With increasing EMT, we increase the green line in here is fine. So we promote fine size class. We get more fine size class and we reduce both coarse, and this is coarse, the blue line is coarse, sorry, and the red line is medium. So at the surface with the high pathogenic energy, we get more finer size class. But at the subsurface, higher pathogenic energy, we get medium size class. So fine at the surface, medium at the subsurface, and we reduce coarse. Same analysis for grade class. Again, a lot of information going on. It's the same variable we use it, but here focusing on EMT again. At the surface, we see EMT or climate doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for the surface. It doesn't have a relationship with it for grade size. But at the subsurface, as we see with increasing EMT, we promote probability of getting moderate. The green, the dark green is moderate. It's moderate grade class. So we increase moderate, and we decrease both weak and strong. Also, we run a regression tree. We wanted to understand what is the most important variable for determining soil structure. That's what regression tree tells us. Give us the most important variable. For regression tree, we include the same variable we use for multinomial logistic regression, like all sand, clay, cation exchange capacity, root, slope, all of them is included in this data analysis. What's in the top, that means it's the most important variable, the first node, most important variable for determining soil structure. Going down is less important. When we run a regression tree with mean annual precipitation and temperature, the most important variable at the top is depth. So where we are in the profile was the most important one to separate between soil structure. If we are at the surface, we get granular. If you are not in the surface, we get subangular blocky. The second important variable, it was climate, precipitation. So clay, sand, or none of other variables show up. The second one to show up was climate precipitation. With higher precipitation, we get granular. With low precipitation, we get platy. The third most important, again, was a climate factor, was a temperature. We see with higher temperature, SBK, with low temperature, we get granular. We also run regression tree with the Köppen-Geiger classes, which we see in here kind of the same information we show when we run with precipitation and temperature. The most important variable to determine soil structure was depth. The same was depth the beginning. So the depth where you are the profile is really important, does matter for soil structure. Then the second important one was a Köppen-Geiger classification. So those classes, CFA, CFB, we see have a lowercase f with it. F that mean have a lot of precipitation during the year. So if we have a lot of precipitation, that mean wet climate, we get granular. Less wet is SBK. Then the third important variable again was climate for determining soil structure, it's influence soil structure. The BSK, CSB have a B like S with those classes that mean show us seasonality. And S mean dry in summer. So those areas, those climate, dry in summer and has a seasonality type of climate. If we are dry and hot, we get a platy. If we are wet, we get subangular blocky. That's for structure type. Okay, we done the same analysis for structure size. We wanted to know what's important variable for determining size. For size, the most important variable show up at the beginning of the node was temperature. Temperature was most important for determining soil structure size. And with a higher temperature, you get a medium, low temperature, medium, but then the second important was depth, where you end the profile. So first temperature was important, then depth was important for determining size class. With Köppen, doesn't show up in here. That's a pruned regression tree. I should say that, like this is a pruned regression tree. It show up somewhere at the end, but since we prune it, it's not very important variable. So the first important variable was depth with Köppen. Where you are in the profile was the most important to determine size class. For grade, climate doesn't show up. Climate doesn't show up. Clay was the most important. For precipitation and temperature, again, for Köppen, clay was the most important one. So clay does matter for grade. As a summary, so as a surface, by increasing pathogenic energy, we promote formation of granular structure. That means because of a lot of bioactivity or physical mechanism that influence to have a granular structure. Also, we develop a fine structure compared to medium and coarse. The fine structure, so we have more like smaller structure. Again, that's going back as a surface for more activity in like physical and bioactivity as a surface give you a maybe because we still analyze this data. We're still trying to understand what's going on here. This is a small portion I'm presenting in here. Mean annual precipitation was the most important variable for predicting pit type with platy. So we get platy in the dry climate. We get granular and subangular blocky in the more humid climate. So mean annual precipitation was important. At the subsurface, increasing pathogenic energy, we promote equidimensional pit, like blocky. compared to the other structure type. Also, we reduce the pit size from coarse to medium. We get a medium, we get a smaller size with more pathogenic energy, and tendency toward moderate grade compared to weak and strong. At the both cell A and B horizon, we figure out that mean annual temperature was the most important variable for predicting pit size. By this, I'm done with my presentation.